Keeping Texas Great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Now, my friends, there were new headlines today. The Blaze covered it. Ector County Sheriff sends SWAT team with guns drawn to arrest armed lockdown protesters. I read you part of the coverage yesterday out of Midland Reporter Telegram and some other local news outlets. The most interesting thing in this at the point of yesterday's program was Sheriff Mike Griffiths simply saying in some kind of press conference he called later or something like that. I think it was a press conference. It doesn't matter. Saying that he, in other words, interjecting that it's simply his decision or a policeman's decision to decide what is a protest and what is not. And he said, well, they needed to be, the armed, they needed to be arrested because this was not a protest. It was a show of force. Of course, I sort of thought that's what a protest was. I mean, that's why you try to get more and more people you possibly can there. It's a show of force. And he tried to say, well, I'm a backer of the Second Amendment, people's guns rights, but this is different. Well, it's not different because this is where you heard it again today. Why every time you get going really good with Sean Hannity, he goes soft. He went soft 2 or 3 weeks ago on all this virus stuff, and then he went soft, and, well, those people in Michigan shouldn't have been armed. And then you heard Bill O'Reilly, who I agree with a lot of stuff, but I've never liked, because here's what happens. When you really get down to the brass tacks, these people show their colors. And what they tell you is they fundamentally, no matter how big a backer they've been, biggest backer in the country, but they don't understand what the Second Amendment's for. The Second Amendment's not even about self-protection against burglars or robbers or rapists or murderers. It's 100% about protection from government. And if you understand the history of the Second Amendment, you understand that it's enumerated there. It's considered a natural right, and it's enumerated in the Bill of Rights. For the very idea that the government, yes, I'm sorry this bothers some of you, but government officials are supposed to fear the populace and not the other way around. This is a republic. Each one of us is the sovereign. We do not have a king or queen. We have a head of state temporarily. We invest that duty with the president, but we are the sovereign. And those who are hired to represent us and work on our behalf are supposed to fear us. It is supposed to be essentially a show of force. Now, we learned in that story that Jenny Cudd, who I know is Jenny Hanning from Lubbock when she lived here before she married off into the big oil magnate family, Jenny was an organizer of this event. She's a former mayor of Midland mayoral candidate. And we learned more today. We learned that the sheriff sent a SWAT team with guns drawn. That's how the Blaze put it. And I saw photographs that they actually showed up in an armored personnel carrier, but the other photos and testimony is that these guys were not even, they weren't pointing their weapons at anyone. They were all slung with, you know, the shoulder sling. They're just on their body like we see inside the state capitol on a regular basis, but the sheriff decided on his own that's not a protest. Now he's trying to hide behind TABC rules, claiming, well, it's a premise, and of course the law is contradictory there. And there's a very good piece by Matt Stringer at the Scorecard today pointing out that the sheriff's idea that the premises means the grounds and every vehicle, building, and everything out there is contradicted by another part of the Texas Penal Code, which says that the term, quote, does not include any public or private driveway, street, sidewalk, or walkway, parking lot, parking garage, or other parking area. This is really odd. Jenny joins us now. Jenny Cudd, and Jenny, you helped organize this thing. It's exactly the kind of protest I would like to see, but I think needs 400, 500, 600 people armed to be as effective as it should be. But boy, you guys have gotten the national attention there because your sheriff went out and just knee jerked arrested people on his own determination that they weren't protesting. They were engaged in a show of force, which I don't know where in the penal code that's against the law, a show of force. I thought that's what a protest was. Tell us all about it.
Oh, gosh, Robert. It's just been crazy. So these Second Amendment guys have actually been the ones that have been standing in support with their weapons in front of Shelley Luther's salon in Dallas for over a week.
Right.
And there's never been a problem. It's always been a peaceful show of support. And I asked them why they do what they do, and they said, we use our Second Amendment rights to defend our First Amendment rights.
Amen. That's why it exists.
Right. And so the bar owner in Odessa had contacted them and asked them if they would come down, that she was going to open up her bar on Monday. And I had been working with a gym owner in Odessa that wanted to open his gym all the way up. And so he invited the Second Amendment guys to come over to the gym first. So we start over there. Everything was peaceful. The guys show up. They've got all their weapons and gear and everything on. And the gym was inside city limits and in a shopping center. And we think that had a lot to do with it. And the police department drove past a couple times, but nobody stopped or asked questions or anything like that. And then as soon as these guys go over to the bar, which was in county jurisdiction, that's when SWAT team rolled up in that basically tank, you know, with
their... Yeah, it was an armored personnel carrier. And by the way, let's get clear on this. The city people knew there's no law being broken and left it alone, but the county people were ready to jump when they went out into the county's jurisdiction. But there had been no action or activity or anything that would warrant, is what I'm hearing you say, is they had already been, it wasn't like this just came in, maybe they were over-nervous. They had already been over at the other place. There had been no activity that warranted any kind of fear that this was some kind of armed insurrection, which, in my opinion, is probably justifiable. But nevertheless, so they go over there. And they're standing out here, and they're in a property that's not even the bar. It's zoned separately, an adjacent property, which really pulls the rug out from under the sheriff, even though he's making this argument, because they're on a separate piece of property owned by the same person, but is zoned separately. It is a separate business address, and he's trying to claim, well, you were at a bar with a gun, but we go to bars with guns all the time. If they're not 51%, you can enter them with your concealed carry license if... You are, if you have a license, but even if you're not concealed carry, you can leave your weapon in your car because all Texans are, if you're legal to own a gun, you're legal to own a weapon and have it in your car outside of plain sight. Well, that's in the cars all the time. We leave our concealed, if it's a 51% place, you may leave your weapon inside the car. The sheriff's arguing that these people are subject to arrest because they possessed a firearm on an adjacent property to a bar.
That's right, yes. And the bar owner, she does own both the bar property and then the property behind it. And she said years ago she had them deeded separately. She pays separate tax bills, all of that. Because if something ever happened with TABC, they could seize her bar property but not her home.
And she had a good lawyer.
Well, she's got one now out of Houston.
Well, she made some good decisions. People always forget about that kind of thing for, you know, bankruptcy or anything else. But it really shouldn't matter, except that the sheriff tried to make this argument. But the fact is, it's not against the law to protest with a weapon. We do it all the time. It's not against the law. So has he come up with yet another excuse for this? Because to me, it was all summed up in the beginning when he simply said, this wasn't a protest, it was a show of force. And, my question is, well, how do you justify that, and where's that in the penal code?
Right. It was never a show of force. It's something that had been going on for over a week in Dallas, and they knew that these Second Amendment guys were going to come into town. And so the picture they're trying to paint is that a bunch of outsiders came into town with weapons to intimidate people.
Well, it was outsiders at the Alamo and at San Jacinto, too. It was outsiders at the Alamo and San Jacinto, too, that came to fight for liberty here. So I don't want to hear that crap in Texas.
Right. And so, I mean, we've got all kinds of issues going on because they came in and they arrested the bar owner and eventually told her, because nobody was told why they were arrested at the time and nobody was read Miranda rights. They eventually told the bar owner that she was being arrested for defying the governor's order. If you read the executive order from the governor, nowhere in there does it say that bars, gyms, and salons cannot open. It only says people shall not go to them, much like people shall not go to nursing homes.
Jenny, let's take the break right here. Hold on a moment, because this is fire the break off, Luke. This is something that I told you all very straightly, very deliberately, on the day the governor's order came out, that it does not close restaurants and bars. However, an underling in the Attorney General's office has been trying to tell people that, well, it sort of does anyway. Visiting with Jenny Cudd, who has helped organize these pro-business owner reopenings there over in Odessa. She lives in Midland. And Jenny, we're talking about you got peaceful protesters. The police, the sheriff's office shows up in an armored personnel carrier with weapons drawn and SWAT officers. For people who are doing nothing but engaging in protest riots, their weapons are on slings. Nobody's pointing guns at anybody. They're on an adjacent piece of property to a bar. He's trumped up all kinds of weird ideas, like he's the judge and jury of deciding what is a protest and what isn't a protest. That being the sheriff, who needs to resign, by the way. But you were talking about the bar owner. She was arrested. And I said this the day the governor's orders were issued. And by the way, the governor and everybody else and all these local mayors and county judges are responsible for the nightmare of legal problems they're going to have in the future because they wrote sloppy, stupid orders. And they're being interpreted different ways in different places. You've got this same thing going on with a gym in Glen Rose. And what's happened in Glen Rose is a former police officer there from the force owns a gymnasium. He read the order. He says that's right. The order says it's just the people. So the city's been sitting outside of his gym getting patrons when they come out writing them $1,000 tickets for having visited and not shutting him down. But the chief there told Gates, the business owner, the former cop, that he couldn't be cited, but that in the penal code, they can get him because a person's criminally responsible for an offense committed by the conduct of another if, acting with intent to promote or assist the commission of the offense, he solicits, encourages, directs, aids, or attempts to aid the other person to commit the offense. This would suggest that while Gates, the gym owner, could not be held liable under the executive order, the $1,000 ticket, he could be held liable under the penal statute. The problem with that is you have this absolute chicken bleep interpretation sent to by an underling attorney general, assistant attorney general to County Judge of Brazoria County, claiming that, well, yeah, we don't agree. He says, we don't agree that order doesn't force the business to close because you have to have, the order also said minimize in-person contact with people, and you have to be open, you have to have that contact. The problem is, under the same order, they encourage, not in a legal sense, but they said be open for takeout. Well, takeout requires the exact same. The problem is they've all, in their knee-jerk reaction to take power and take our rights away, wrote, including the governor, for whom there's no excuses, a former attorney general and judge and lawyer, wrote awful rulings that the people cannot understand. Local jurisdictions don't understand. They're all interpreting it differently, which is proof that it's poorly written. And yet somehow we, the people, we're the bad guys here. What's the reaction, Robert, in the Petroplex over this?
Oh, gosh. Everybody's fired up. You know, the problem is nobody should have closed their business in the beginning. Amen. It was never a law to close their business, and since when can the government come in and tell us that you are essential and I am not essential?
Right. Well, that's
a real
problem
with it. Another thing we ought to be mad about is the fact that the churches decided to start taking their orders from the state as well.
Yeah, that's sickening. It's sickening. And a lot of our neighbors agree because they think the Black Plague is floating through the air like the 14th century, and they're all going to die from this. I want to ask you about this bar owner. I assume,
yes, sir,
she's got an attorney. You said she is an attorney now. She has legal representation. The other folks, were they actually ever charged with the crime, or were they just let out after being arrested?
Okay, so the bar owner was charged with defying the governor's orders. A bar patron asked when she was arrested, why are you arresting the bar owner? On what grounds?
Yeah, it's a trumped-up charge of interfering
patron.
Yeah, was she the one that was arrested for interfering with the peace officer?
Yes.
Yeah, because she asked a question. That's a sign you're dealing with people who shouldn't have a badge when they get into that kind of stuff. But
anyway, it's all on video. And then those four boys are being charged with unlawful carry on a premise, which apparently is a third-degree felony.
It'll never stick.
It will never stick, no. And both the mayor and the sheriff in Odessa, both of them are on record saying, we're going to make an example out of this.
Is that recorded? I mean, did they say that to the media?
Yes. They said it to the media.
So they don't seem to understand the concept that there is no justice or law and order if you have this kind of random enforcement of the law. In other words, you can't do that.
That's, and at the same time, they've also both said that they are not going to enforce the 25% capacity.
Yeah, they're picking and choosing which parts of the order that they're going to do. Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, I know the oil business is in the dumps, but are there some people putting some legal fund together for these people?
Yes, there's a GoFundMe page for the guys, and I don't know if there's one for the bar owner.
We're visiting with my friend Jenny Cudd, who was one of the protest organizers, I guess it said, at least in the MRT, in the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Is that, by the way, Jenny, is that right? I mean, did you help just kind of promote the protest for the public, or what was your role in all this?
Yes, sir. Help promote it, help get people there. I started a Midland Patriots Facebook page, and I'm going to stand up for any business owner that's willing to go and open up their business.
Your business, I think, your business was one of these deemed non-essential to and closed down. You've suffered from this, and I just want to make sure, because you never know, the reporting sometimes is inaccurate, not just because the reporters are bad. Sometimes you just get
things
wrong.
It's almost always inaccurate.
Well, the MRT does
okay. I have a flower shop.
In Midland, right,
Becky's
over
flowers.
In Midland County. I want to get to this point here on the, there are multiple cases here. The bar owner is going to be fighting the state and TABC very likely over this stuff. The protester guys, and none of that's going to stick, and they need some defense. But what we have to have happen is a federal civil rights lawsuit filed against the sheriff. Otherwise, in the state stuff, it's all going to be sovereign immunity. And it's always the case, folks, that they can destroy your life, but they always these government people get to hide behind things. You know, like Texas Tech can enter into a contract with a coach, a contract, and then not abide by the terms of the contract, and then successfully in state court claim sovereign immunity. They're the government, so their word doesn't have to matter. Now, this is sick, but there is a situation where these officials cannot hide behind that sovereign immunity, and particularly when you're dealing with police, it's a federal civil rights lawsuit. Now, the Attorney General John Barr has already spoken to his grave concern over what's going on. And in Midland, and in Ector County, you have a county judge and everything, but particularly a sheriff, an independent elected sheriff, who decided and publicly told everybody, he just made the decision that, well, that's not a protest. That's an armed show of force. This is a really good place, likely. I'm not the legal expert. You need people at Liberty Foundation or other places to look at this. But this looks like a very excellent case to make it through the federal court system over this exact kind of thing. And we don't just need a defense fund. We need to actually have an aggressive response to this. And I don't know where it'll go. I'm not going to organize that. But at least right now you've got a legal defense fund for these guys. You got a legal defense fund for the business owner. Tell us how people can find things about that.
So I know that the GoFundMe page for the Second Amendment guys is called Unlawful Arrest of Patriots in Odessa, is the name of that one.
Search GoFundMe Unlawful Arrest of Patriots in Odessa. If you get Patriots in Odessa and arrest, you'll probably find it there.
Right, and it's raised about $3,500, and that's on my Facebook page. I shared the link on that.
Okay.
And I don't believe that the bar owner has a GoFundMe page set up yet.
What's the name of her business? Or do you know who her attorney is?
Big Daddy Zanes.
Big Daddy Zanes. Z as in Z. Z-A-N-E.
Z-A-N-E. Yeah.
Okay.
Big Daddy Zanes in West Odessa.
Big Daddy Zanes. Okay. Big Daddy Zanes, the bar owner. Now, she's probably facing serious problems with her business. What about the health club? What's their situation?
The gym right now has been given two citations by the fire marshal, and they also tried to come in. The gym owner actually opened up last Friday after being closed for 5 or 6 weeks.
Right.
And the fire marshal tried to give the people that were actually working out inside of the gym patrons, citations. And so the gym owner said, no, you can't do that unless you have a warrant.
Well, by the way, that's what the cop in Glenrose who owns the gym said. He wouldn't let the cops in. He's a police officer. He said, you don't have a warrant. And they honored it because they knew he was right. So they sat outside and ticketed him as they came out. I mean, it's shocking what's going on. And these people that, it reminds me of the Nuremberg trials. Well, I was just following orders. I'm just following orders. Fire marshals around the state are being... Go ahead.
That's the excuse we keep hearing from a lot of these law enforcement people and some of the police officers that came over to the gym. You could tell that they didn't want to be there, you know, and they said we're just following orders. Well, if you swore an oath to defend the Constitution or defend the Constitution of Texas, and you believe that this order that you are being given to enforce, which is also unlawful, goes against, you know, the Constitution, then you don't have to do that. You know, there's uprisings in law enforcement all across the country saying it is not our job to arrest law-abiding citizens that are just trying to feed their families.
Well, different than sheriffs signing on to Second Amendment sanctuary statements and things like that, saying they won't enforce this or that. Now, we can debate the merits of that all day, but the point is that exists, and they're fully aware of that, and it's wrong to ever enforce an illegal order. Now, as to whether these orders are legal or not, that's our opinion that they're not. There's pretty strong opinions. It's going to take a lot of litigation for that, but ultimately, we're the sovereigns. And what we see in Odessa that is so awful, in my opinion, is actually more awful than the business owner in Dallas that's getting all the attention, is that government came and abridged people's free speech, charged a person for asking questions, which is, first, you got all kinds of problems with that, tried to trump it into an interfering with law enforcement charge, and you got Second Amendment issues here. And the fact that we have the right to assemble and protest, and a sheriff openly admits that he simply decided it was not a protest, but what he called a show of force. I don't care if it's a show of force all day. That's what a protest is. These are issues that may make a very good case to litigate, because we need a movement that says never again. And that means, Jenny, even some of our very good Republicans who have been good in other situations, frankly, they're going to have to be defeated in the next primary. I mean, never again. There's simply no excuse for this. There's simply no excuse for this disregard of the people.
I want to touch on that, what you said, some of our Republicans, okay? Because you've known me my whole life, and you were one of the people that let me be a delegate to the Republican State Convention in 2004 to get Debbie reelected when I was 20 years old. And I am so disappointed and horrified at some of the people that claim to be conservatives, that claim to be Republicans, that are laying down and letting this happen to our country all over the place. And what I keep hearing them say is, well, it's almost over. There's no need to rock the boat or stir the pot because this is almost over. And that's exactly how we wind up waking up one day and not having any rights and not having any freedoms.
Well,
because the government doesn't come in and take away your freedoms overtly. They start chipping away at it, little piece at a time.
Do you know where your state capital would be if that were the attitude of Texans? It's a town called Saltillo in Coahuila. We would be part of Mexico, the state of Coahuila y Texas. The United States of America would have the queen as its sovereign, just like our neighbors to the north in Canada. These citizens who think this is extremism, you know, Goldwater had the great line, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, and it's serious. And they better wake up, because sheriffs like Griffiths or whatever his name is and others, I keep telling them, somebody's not going to want to debate it on talk radio. They're going to put a round in the chamber, and they're going to close it, and they're going to squeeze a trigger. And I'm not advocating that, but it's going to happen.
Right. I hope that doesn't happen. And, of course, you know, that a bunch of crazy people have now called the sheriff's department with threats.
Right. Well.
And different things like that. But, and the sheriff's a good man, but he has absolutely overstepped his bounds and didn't understand the law.
Well, he's not a good man. I read what he said, and he's not a good man, because he decided that he decided that his personal opinion of somebody's action trumped the U.S. Constitution on their right to protest. And, you know, no matter That's how well right. thought of yes. he was before, he burned his good guy card. Jenny Hanning Cudd, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And keep us updated with everything.